Welcome back, 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined once again by Charlie Hurt, Washington Times nuclear option column. Today's column entitled, John Kerry, the Ridiculous Face of Ridiculous U.S. Policy. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, Kerry really is a cartoon character, isn't he?
Yeah, and you know, we thought he was a cartoon character in 2004 when he ran that campaign in which he lost to President Bush and gave President Bush 4 more years, of course. But he really, he's gone from bad to worse. And I think it's all because of what is going on with his face. And I realize that in polite company, you're not supposed to talk about that sort of thing. And, you know, maybe I'm just not sort of used to being in polite company. I don't know. But it is really strange. There's been some major reconstruction done on his face. Remember how he used to have that real narrow jaw that kind of pointed down? He was a cartoonist's dream.
Yeah.
All cartoonists wanted him to win because he was even better to draw than George W. Bush. But now he's gotten jowl implants or something. And then he's gone crazy with the Botox, I think.
Yeah.
Which explains all that swollenness.
Yeah, it really is. It's very, very strange. And, you know, here's a guy that I've had a lot of fun with over the years just because, well, I think what really triggered it was I voted for the $87 billion before I voted against it. I mean, he had some great lines, or Bidenisms, as I like to call them. Anyway, I loved your line, the Kerry Doctrine, 4 more years of George Bush.
although an astute observer disagreed with that and said, actually, the Kerry Doctrine is will go down in history as I voted for it before I voted against it. So that's, we've got two votes for that. But who could ever forget that? But honestly, Andy, I don't understand this. This is the guy. He's the face of American diplomacy in the world. He goes, you know, you can say anything you want to about Hillary Clinton, but at least, you know, you can't disagree that she's a pretty tough customer. And I don't know how world leaders take a guy who goes through all of this, whatever it is that he's doing to his face. It speaks of a deep vanity, sort of a delusional understanding of how we all get older and age and things like that. And I just don't know how people, you know, that sort of thing floats on Beacon Hill or some parts of Manhattan. But in around the world, people must look at that and just think it's ridiculous. It's part of the you know, the opulence of America that you can just, I'm nearing 80. Well, I'm just going to go get some injections and maybe people will think I'm 30.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good thing.
Well, maybe he's trying to impress him with his face because he can't do it with his words. I mean, come on. I mean, here's a guy who stands up and tells the world that the biggest weapon of mass destruction is climate change. I mean, come on.
As he flies around the world in a, what is that thing? It's probably a 737.
Yeah, something.
In his failed campaign in 2004, when he lost and gave President Bush 4 more years, I remember flying around with him for months on end in a giant 737, and he certainly didn't seem to mind then. And then we would stop in like 3 cities every day so he could just expel hot air and talk about, you know, talk about how President Bush hadn't gotten Osama bin Laden and that whole failed campaign in which he lost in 2004 and gave President Bush 4 more years.
Yeah. Hey, you know, and you just reminded me of something. Remember in the closing days of that campaign, he couldn't believe that George Bush, that blankety blank, was beating him. Do you remember that?
It was that whole campaign was the nastiest, nastiest campaign I can ever remember. And I remember it got down to the point where you had, I don't remember if Kerry did himself, but his very top staffers were attacking President Bush over the fact that when he learned of the 9/11 attacks, remember he was reading a book to school children.
Yeah.
And when he heard news of it, and he didn't just jump up like his hair was on fire and go screaming out of the room. And the Kerry campaign actually attacked George Bush over the fact that he tried to just remain calm in front of those little school, elementary school children.
Yeah.
Reading a children's book, and that was their attack. And it baffles me. It actually has always baffled me that John Kerry came as close as he did to winning, given the fact that he was just sort of an incredible non-starter as a real figure.
I got to tell you something, man. You're bringing back some fond memories, like the photo of him wearing that silly hazmat suit. And
I love that. And his little marshmallow suit.
Yeah. And then windsurfing. Remember how awkward he looked doing that?
and you know what, Andy? I remember the campaign actually was totally behind those pictures getting out. They thought it would be a good idea for him to be seen windsurfing. And I think it had to do, going back to this whole strange vanity thing, it had to do with there was a time at which the campaign thought that the election was going to come down to his age and his health.
Yeah.
Was he young enough to take over? So they came up with all these ideas where he would go out and strut his athleticism to show how young he was.
You know, it occurs to me that a giraffe would have looked more comfortable.
I was going through the animals because he used to have that horse face with that long face with the sallow cheeks and everything. And then of course he doesn't look like that now. His face is, because he's gotten his jowl implants, his face looks more like a flat tire than a horse.
Wow.
And I was going through trying to think of what animals he looked like, and you know what? The giraffe. I kept coming back to the giraffe. He really, but that's mainly because of his sort of skinny, awkward, gangly.
Yeah.
Gait,
tall guy, yeah. And, you know, I had forgotten that plastic surgeons around the country were actually volunteering to help the guy. Remember that? It's fantastic. You know?
And do you know how much politicians get so upset? And Joe Biden just goes out of his gourd about this. And I remember when I worked at the New York Post, where we would frequently do stories about suspected plastic surgery, politicians get so upset.
I know.
When you just ask a question like, "Gee, Mr. Vice President, are those plugs? Are those hair implants you have in your head?" And they can't believe that they're not being taken seriously on the issues they're pushing. And it's like, well, then maybe you shouldn't get hair plugs. Maybe you shouldn't get plastic surgery.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, folks, if you haven't read it, please check it out. John Kerry, The Ridiculous Face of Ridiculous U.S. Policy. It's by Charlie Hurt. It's in today's Washington Times. Have a good one, Charlie. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Andy.
See ya. 1252, 1260 WRC, Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.